Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity. Ever get that feeling like emotions are just these messy, unpredictable things you gotta shove down and deal with later? Like, man, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed right now. Then bam! You pretend everything is cool, put on a brave face, and hope for the best? Trust me, I've been there. But guess what? That whole ignoring your emotions thing isn't doing anyone any favors. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Embracing your emotions without judgment or resistance. It sounds kind of woo-woo, right? But stick with me, because this is about building a healthier, more authentic version of yourself. Here's the deal. Men are often taught to be stoic, tough, and emotionally detached. Boys don't cry, you know the drill. But here's the thing. Suppressing your emotions doesn't make them disappear. It's like trying to bury a pot of weeds under the carpet. They just keep coming back, stronger and more tangled than before. Now, I'm not saying you need to go around blubbering at every little inconvenience. This is about finding that sweet spot. Acknowledging your emotions without letting them control you. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves in the ocean. They come and go, sometimes big and powerful, sometimes gentle and calm. The key is to learn how to surf those waves, to ride them with grace and understanding instead of being swept away by their force. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate your emotional landscape. 1. Become emotionally literate. This means learning to identify and name your emotions accurately. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try to pinpoint what kind of bad it is. Frustrated? Sad? Disappointed? Being specific helps you understand the root cause of your feelings. Think of it like having a dictionary for your emotions. 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. We all have those inner voices that whisper negativity, telling us we're not good enough or capable enough. But here's the thing, you get to choose what you believe. When those negative thoughts pop up, challenge them with evidence. Is there real proof to support them? Or are they just old, limiting beliefs holding you back? 3. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you mess up. Everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would give a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're doing your best, and that's enough. 4. Embrace mindfulness. Take a moment each day to check in with your emotions. Notice how your body feels, what thoughts are running through your mind, and where your attention is focused. Mindfulness helps you become more aware of your emotional state without judgment, allowing you to respond rather than react impulsively. 5. Find healthy outlets. Emotions need to be expressed. Otherwise, they can build up and cause problems. Find healthy outlets that work for you. Talking to a trusted friend or family member, journaling, exercising, creative pursuits, spending time in nature. Whatever helps you process your feelings in a positive way. Think about that time you tried to push down your anger after getting cut off in traffic. You might have clenched your jaw, felt your heart racing, and maybe even muttered some choice words under your breath. Sounds familiar? But what if instead of suppressing it, you took a moment to acknowledge your anger? "Yeah, I'm feeling pretty frustrated right now," you could say to yourself. "That was inconsiderate." Then, take a few deep breaths, maybe play some calming music, and focus on getting to your destination safely. See the difference? Acknowledging and processing your emotions can actually help you manage them better and avoid letting them snowball into bigger problems. So, what's one thing you can do today to start embracing your emotions without judgment? Maybe it's journaling for 5 minutes about how you're feeling, practicing a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed, or simply allowing yourself to be vulnerable with someone you trust. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep showing up for yourself, emotionally and otherwise. I want to hear from you. What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using hashtag mindfulmasculinity. Until next time, keep it real, guys.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.